are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, everyone. Hope you are amazing. I'm exhausted, but I'm grateful to have the ability to keep on keeping on. I hope that's the case for you as well. Oh my goodness, it's episode 99. Can you believe that? I love the number 99, by the way. I love the way it looks, those little 99s. This week, I want to talk about the people that people our lives. I want to unpack how these relationships can enrich our Project Weight Loss journey. And so I want to speak to the people that come into our worlds of work or our personal circles. And the reason I want to do this is because I've been thinking about this, about my job and my upcoming retirement, and I've been talking about it. And I love the idea of just leaving and saying a loving and quick goodbye to everyone on the last day. But I also love the idea of seeing all the amazing and interesting people that have peopled my work life and how by nature's happenstance influenced my personal life as well. So at the core of this episode are our relationships, and I want to pause here and define it before we move forward. My definition of a relationship is our mental connection or relatedness to someone else. Basically, a connection between two variables or people in this case. So it's how we think of the other variable, the H factor, our human variable. And you know, I have to bring variables because I love math. But really, at the root is how we unpack the relationships a little further. And so today, I want to unpack it with a twist. The twist of how over time, these relationships come or go. And I've been thinking a lot about what relationships will stay in my life and which will go either by my choice or the choice of others. You see, people come into our lives in different ways. And I love the way Meister Drew Chalker describes this. He says that people come into our lives for a reason. So a need that you may have or have had, they assisted you during difficult times. Or they provided guidance or support. We needed them physically, emotionally, or spiritually. And to me, I would add that it goes both ways. Not just what we need or received, but what others needed from us or what we gave or can give others, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. I know you've been there for someone in their need. I'm sure of it. Drew also speaks to seasons. Those times that he says it's your turn to share, grow, or learn, he says that we give peace, laughter, or teach, and that we get taught as well. But alas, for a season. It's like spring moves to summer, then summer goes to fall, etc. And that seasons end and so on, each time starting a new beginning and ending that relationship. And again, I think it goes both ways. Then we're lucky when those people are with us for a lifetime, or they provide a life lesson for us. And Meister Drew says that this creates a solid emotional foundation. Your job, my job, is acceptance. Love the people and apply the lessons. And I agree with Meister Drew. Our job is acceptance, not to be confused with allowance. You see, the acceptance is in our mind of what is. The qualifier is ours to add or not. Our relationships are the perspectives and thoughts we have of the people in our lives and theirs to us. And they intersect. And then that becomes the relationship. And that's life. You may say, come on, Fee, that's not true. My relationship is how someone treats me and the things they did. And it's because of this, dot, dot, dot. But you see, it's not. Because you have heard me say on the podcast that sometimes you're not their peach, or they're not your peach, right? Nothing's wrong here. Sometimes the person is your person, and sometimes not. And it's not that there's anything wrong with the person, they're just not your person. And we know that to be true because if you don't like someone and you speak to their best friend, they will tell you, what are you talking about? This person is amazing. And if that person that you're not their peach asks your best friend will tell you the same thing. What are you talking about? You see, it's our thoughts about them that's at the root. And sometimes we can't see it until time has passed. in hindsight. And sometimes all of this relates to our work, and sometimes it relates to our inner circles or our personal lives. For example, let's talk reasons. You see, in my work life, I came across a manager, and this was years ago, that taught me that I can disagree and accept their perspective even when I didn't agree. I could accept, but not allow. And I learned a lot about myself, about others, and about the work. I learned that my past taught me so much about human behavior. You see, people live up to expectations many times. And I want to give you a quick story. And this was about 15 years ago, and I had taken a position as a program manager. And the person acquainting me with the workforce I was to lead was giving me the rundown of staff. And I asked this person, who are your stars? And this person said, none. You would be lucky to put two together and make one star. And I so disagreed. And you may have heard me tell this story. But you see, the reason I disagreed was because of what I had learned 30 years ago from an amazing book. The book was talking about how people, and in this case, children, will live up to your perspective of them many times. Not always, but many times. And I read this book when I was rearing my kids. I wanted to learn as much as I could about how to raise my children. The book recounted a story of a child that was born with a piece of their brain missing. And the parents were told by the doctor all the disadvantages and issues and lack that this child would have. But you see, his parents refused to see him this way. They disagreed with the reasoning, with the reasons. So they treated the child as a genius, and the child proved them right. He excelled. And, you know, when I heard a very similar story again with my life coach, Zig Ziglar. And when I heard him recount the story of this little boy named David Lovchik, I was blown away. I mean, if you ever get a chance, and I think I'll go ahead and put it in the show notes for you to listen to him. So he recounted the story of this little boy that was born with cerebral palsy and how his parents, the Lovchiks, took the baby to over 30 doctors who told them that their son would never walk, talk, let alone count. And after a long search, they found a doctor who told them, well, that is true, unless you push the child and yourself and have a specific daily regimen to help him lead a fruitful life. But you can't hold up. If you stop for one day, you're going to set yourself back tremendously. So the parents hired a personal trainer and went to work with the child. And fast forward, at the age of 13, this child was doing 1,100 push-ups a day. This young man went on to become a top real estate salesperson, number one in his city, got married, had a family, and lived a fruitful and amazing life. His parents thought of him and his possibility, and so this doctor came into their lives for a reason. He saw David in a different light, as so did his parents. Our relationships are how we see people. Now, in the same story, Zig recounts a different family with the same diagnosis for their baby. And you see, their baby did not have cerebral palsy, and yet they treated the baby as such, and the baby started to exhibit the symptoms as if he did have the disease. And the minute they found out the error, they changed their mindset of the child, and the child started to turn around. And so going back to my story at work, I see this all in the same light. So when this person told me that if I put two of the employees together, I may get a star, I disagreed. This person came into my life to reinforce my strong conviction that people are geniuses and my new definition of a perspective of how many become maesters like David Lovchik. So this person said, I'll give you an example of one of the supervisors. I can't get this person into work, and this person dresses inappropriately and doesn't do a good job. So my first week on the job as the second level manager, this so-called half of a star employee came into my office to yell at me super loud in full display in my office over an issue on the work attire. I was quite upset. And after this person left my office and cooled down, we had a talk. The talk went something like this. I really need you here because you're extremely intelligent. Now, how did I know that? Well, I knew that because I saw that this person had attended a top Ivy League school. And I don't know about you, but if you can get into one of these schools, you must have done the work. And I also asked this person to please show up for me and for the team. And guess what? This person showed up big, even coming in on a vacation day. I remember this person switching the day to get an important work done. And the professional attire this person wore was impressive. Fast forward a couple years later, I had left the job and this person asked me out to lunch for advice. We had a great relationship. How I saw this person. But you see, my relationship with this person started in my mind. I saw this person as a genius, and this person, along with the one that told me that I could not put two people together to create a star, were in my life, in my work life, for a reason. There were only two of the many people that have come into my life for a reason. And what about you? What say you? Now I want to talk about seasons. You see, I want to share a story about stories. I learned from one of my friends that came into my life for a season about the art of stories. You see, she had an amazing story. I used to work in the courts, and sometimes we would wait for hours for our turn to go in and argue or present our cases to the judges. And sometimes the clients were no-shows. So we waited and waited in the officers' rooms. And one of those days, this person shared the story. And it was the kind of story that novels should be written for. She was in a train accident as a little girl, and her mom passed away in the accident. And I believe, if I remember correctly, most of her siblings survived the train accident. She recounts how her mother threw her baby sibling over the seat to the back seat for safety. It was harrowing. And the details that followed of her story were just as harrowing. So the next week, I bought her a voice recorder so she could record that amazing story that I won't recount in detail today, only to say that my relationship with her was for a season in my life. And I will treasure her storytelling because she had so many. I learned from her that a good story is what brings spice to life and what brings it all home. I have one last story on this idea of people in our lives for a season and looking for that closure then or later. Here's what I mean. I had a boss who was very demanding. And you see, that was my thought at the time. My relationship with this boss was that she hated me. She worked me 12-hour days, 6 days a week. Never mind all the work I had at home and my businesses, right? Never mind my small children or spouse left behind. And you see, that was my thoughts of the relationship at that time. And in retrospect, in hindsight, she taught me for the season the value of hard work and smart work, prioritizing your projects in a way that are valuable to you and to your employees. I learned about the value of life being 50-50, good and bad, fun and not so fun, hard and easy. And I learned above all that closure is not always tidy. But having peace of mind is so valuable when that season ends. And so I learned about closure when leaving and not leaving angry or not running away, but looking forward and ahead. So many people that have come into our lives for a season, the 50-50 of life. Who were those people for you? Now, here's the thing. Here is the important piece to me of this episode. Is that people present how you present, how you show up, and yes, how you see them. When we can accept this truth, then we, our relationships, will skyrocket to a whole nother level. And last, but again first, the people that have peopled our lives for a lifetime, either by their lessons or with their presence, for me, so many, so many. For starters, my angel, my dad, two different people who taught me the foundations of relationships, of respect, of giving with no ties, no conditions, not easy, but worth the effort. who taught me about kindness and how the journey of our lives can be weathered, but so amazing when there's kindness and care for other people. My mother-in-law, who I met at 17 and learned and keep learning new things with her. The main thing, which is the main thing, love. So there are many treasures of the people that have given me life lessons and who are in my life today. San taught me about upward mobility and true friendship. Mo taught me that you can learn anything as she was setting up the superhighway, aka the internet, many, many years ago. Sabrina, who taught me about organizational systems and projects, smart work over a lot of work. Moni, who taught me about integrity and friendship. Sara, who taught me about motherly love. Nellie, who taught me to take a walk or a break, even when I refused because I had no time. She would say, "Mujer, lady, get up and let's go." Anna, who taught me about the kindness towards others, even when you don't know them. Volunteering to help me with no expectations in return, not knowing me that well. So lovely. Jan, who taught me that you can do 15,000 steps in an office setting. I thought that was not possible, but she proved me wrong. So no excuses out there. Vic, who taught me about the yellow brick road of our lives. She will be celebrating an important milestone birthday soon, so shout out to her. Dinita, Tina, who taught me that the young are so trustworthy and can hold your secrets with love. And my honey, who has taught me about unconditional love, so appropriate as his mom is a G in this area. And of course, my children, who have taught me that I can always learn more. So I ask you, who holds your secrets? Who lights your road? Who proves you wrong? Who gives kindness with no expectations? Who is teaching you things as we speak today? Who has laid the foundation for you in your relationships, in the 50-50 of life? Who are the people that have peopled your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime? So as we close and in our Project Weight Loss journey, I offer that our journey is like this, that if we give people a true and honest shot, they will not disappoint. And with that, I will leave you with the quote of the week. "We don't see things as they are. We see them as we are," by Anais Nin. Have an amazing week, my dear friends, and have the best relationships you can have this week. And please don't forget to share the episode with your relationships. Love you so much.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.